Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the No Bad Days podcast. All three of us are finally back in our homesteads, but not for long, as some would say. We're going to see each other, well, tomorrow and the next day, and then we're spending the weekend up at Lawson's place to have his little bachelor party. So let's check in with the fellas. Let's see. Let's go with Johnny first. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. It's good to talk with the boys again. I feel like it's been a little while, even though Tav, I know we saw each other less than a week ago. But, yeah, doing good. Pumped for this weekend, though.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Kenora, Ontario. I've never been to Kenora, so
nor
have I. This will be the most western, well, other than flying into Winnipeg, that'll be the most western I've been in Canada before.
Yeah, you've never been to Winnipeg before, John?
Never been out that way. The most west I've been in Canada is Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Okay.
Well, Winnipeg's a hoot.
Yeah, we could do anytime. We could do everything before we even get to the bus.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. What time do you fly in, Johnny? Like 3?
I land at just after 3.
Okay, so the bus leaves at 6, so that should give us enough time to do everything in the city, and still probably get lunch or something after.
Too. Yeah.
I just want to see that butterfly conservatory.
Yeah, we'll have time.
I'm gonna go play with the butterflies.
Perfect.
But yeah, I know Johnny, I know we were just in Chicago and we'll touch on all that stuff, but send it over to Jordo and he can tell us about his week out in the bush and any cool stories happen. I saw you caught lots of fish, which was cool.
Yeah, it was good. We had our full family reunion out in Red Lake, Ontario. So we had my grandparents, aunts, uncles, all my cousins, our girlfriends, me and John, and did a lot of fishing, a lot of eating, as you normally know I do, a lot of snacking.
Yep.
And played some fun minute to win it games that my mom put together.
Oh, yeah.
And the one was the tortilla slap challenge.
Oh, I saw that, actually.
And we were doing just a name generator. And Natalie had to go against my grandma.
So they're just beating up on each other?
They were just beating up on each other. So that was good family bonding.
That's a tough one for a boyfriend or girlfriend of the family to slap the grandmother in the face.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it was good.
Who won? Did Nat win? Or?
Oh, yeah, she won.
That's good. Take no prisoners.
Yeah, no chance.
It's always Granny a tough
didn't
part.
Stand a chance.
Tough part of being around like someone else's family is you don't know if you should let people win, but golden rule is just to always go 100% and take what you can get, take your respect.
take the title home.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that was a funny story. And then a lot of fishing on the lake, and the worst part is always getting home and having to clean all the fish, because that takes forever.
Right.
And now that me and my brother are older, like, my uncle used to always do it for us. Like, we'd go out, catch our limits, and then just go in the house and leave them alone. But now he's like, nope, you two are doing it. So now we do. Now we have to spend an hour and a half cleaning all the fish.
How many?
We got our limit. There was 6 of us in the boat, so our limit was 4 per person. We got our limits. I think that's
nice.
24, I think. 6 times 4. Yeah. So
sweet.
Yeah, it was
good. Hold on.
6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
6 times 4 is 24, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. So
that
6,
is.
12, 6, 18, 12, 18,
24. 24,
and then yeah. 30 is after that.
Yeah, we didn't. We only had 6 of us in the boat, so.
Oh, wait. So, no, because. Oh, so everyone could catch 4 each, not 6 each.
Yeah, 4 each.
Oh.
But 6 okay. people in the boat.
Sorry, I thought.
And after that's 30.
Yeah. Well, I was counting 6 per person, but
yeah.
And this weekend's free fishing weekend in Ontario, so if we get out on the boat in Lozzie's place,
I would love to catch a fish. I haven't caught a fish in probably 8 years.
Well, it's a great lake for fishing, so
that's good.
Yeah,
I'll be looking
one
for
one of the best.
I haven't
in Ontario.
Fished since I was. I think last time I fished, I was 11 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. It's
been a while.
Yeah.
Not an outdoorsy family.
No.
To say
me
the
neither,
least.
Really. Me neither. But yeah, no, Johnny, we went to Chi-Town, which was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Yeah. Chicago's a great city.
Again, though, we didn't escape without a couple travel stories, which we'll get into. But just make it known that when we travel, there's just not a single thing that can go smoothly for us. So
I just don't get it. Is it us?
It might be us.
I think we're just magnets to crap.
I think it's Taver. Taver always gets screwed with his travel.
Like, no. But the thing is, on my way home was the first time that I had been on a work trip with the guys. And well, not a work trip, I guess, but a trip, and I got a direct flight back home
to Ottawa.
We got Chicago to Ottawa direct, and it left on time and got there on time. First time ever. That was my way home. The way there was different because obviously I had to fly through the nightmare of Toronto Airport. So
yeah,
that wasn't fun. But,
we also had a funny little experience at the airport in Pearson.
Oh yeah, okay. Wait. That's the other thing I was gonna. Good thing you mentioned that because I knew there was something else.
Yeah,
and I forgot what it was until you just said that. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know what? You want to get into the travel right now? Let's just get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into the travel.
I haven't heard anything, so this is all new to me. Also,
so me and Taver meet up in Toronto. His flight is supposed to take off an hour before mine. So his flight was originally at 3 o'clock. Mine was at 4. Okay. His flight ended up getting delayed till what? 5?
Oh, later than that. We didn't leave the airport till about 7.
Oh, okay. So yeah, pretty friggin' delayed. But anyways, I got there pretty early because I was expecting to get held up at security and all that, like big lines, whatever. Actually, Breeze flew through it in like 10 minutes. We meet up, we go to a small little bar by our gates there, and we're sitting there and we're like, okay, one beer, okay?
Which was fine because we were going to just go and sit at our gate and have a coffee and just relax and chill, but then we were like, oh, we got all this time, let's just go. And we always talk about having airport beers and whatever, so let's actually live up to our you know, reputation and have an airport beer.
What we talk about. Exactly.
Yeah, so we did it for the content, basically.
Yeah, let's walk the walk. Let's have a story. And you know, we're sitting there, we're enjoying our first beer, and this guy sits beside us, and he is from the island of Tonga, which is just by Fiji.
It's off the coast of New Zealand, and it's by Fiji,
right?
South of Samoa. So like way out there.
It's like the middle of the Pacific, this island. And he's from there. And he's saying to us, he's got a flight there or whatever. He came to Canada like 30 something years ago. Whatever he orders. We talked to him for a whole 30 seconds.
Not even.
Yeah. Like less than that. Just told us where he was going.
No, he didn't even tell us that yet.
Oh, maybe he just sat there and said,
"What's up?" He did.
I think we just nodded at him.
So, like, we were sitting there just chatting amongst each other, and it was an empty bar. No one was really beside us. We were just sitting there chatting.
Yeah.
And he pulled up to the chair beside Johnny. Like, Johnny was on a corner, so he was on the other side of the corner.
Yeah.
And we were just talking, and he kind of just said, like, hey, guys. And we were like, hey, how's it going? He's good. Looks at the bartender. Three double Jamesons and a beer, please. And we, like, kind of look at each other. And he, like, looks at us with, like, this big, like, shit grin on his face.
What?
Yeah. And then we're like, not for us. Like, we didn't say anything, obviously. And then the bartender goes, is that all for you? Like, I can't really serve you all that at once. Or she said something like that. And he goes, no, these are my guys right here. And he pointed at us too. What? And me and Johnny look at each other like, double Jameson? Like, just in a shot.
So yeah, we're about to, die. Like, yeah. Choke and gag at the bar. And, yeah, the lady brings it over. We shoot it. And he starts sipping it.
Yeah.
And then eventually finishes it, whatever. We start talking. Then he gets into telling us where he's from and all that. And then, I don't know, 15 minutes later, looks at her and goes, three more Jamesons, please. And she goes, doubles? He goes, do I look like a single guy? We're like,
oh my God.
We're like, oh my God. And then we get another beer too. And whatever. We have a great conversation with this guy. He's just telling us about his family. He said a couple inappropriate things that we're not going to mention on the pod. And honestly, one of the biggest beauties ever.
Yeah.
And we just had a great time with him and whatever. He ends up getting up. He's like, well, all right, I'm going to Tonga. See you guys. Like, okay. See you, man. Like, thanks for the drinks, whatever. We look at each other. I'm like, dude, I'm hammered right now.
Yeah.
And Tav's like, yeah, so am I.
Holy shit.
It was crazy, man. This guy was, and like, so I don't know why he just was like wanting to have some drinks with people and found us.
Yeah.
He was this like huge good man. Find. Like he was like,
yeah, great find.
He was like he was probably like 6'6", like huge, like stocky man.
Like, and he looked like an NFL lineman.
Like, yeah, like he massive. Was huge.
His hands were huge.
Yeah, like he shook our hands when he left. And we were just like
bear paws.
Yeah,
yeah, like most random thing ever. He just comes up, buys us two doubles each, and then it's like, hey, have a good trip. I'm off to Tonga, so I'm going to be on an airplane sleeping for a while. So we were like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. 18-hour travel.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Fuck, man, yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah,
he had it was a 5-hour flight to San Francisco, and then he had another 14 to New Zealand, and then like a 2-hour flight to Tonga.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So he had a hell of a day ahead of him.
Yeah.
Crazy. And he was going there for 5 weeks or something. I don't know. He goes like every year to go see his family there or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, he's just talking about like his divorce, his kids, this, that, all
he's
this
like, we don't,
stuff.
He's like, my wife and I, we don't really like our kids that much, so we're not going to leave them any money or anything. So I'm just going to spend it. I was like,
yeah.
Did he get your beers too or just the shots?
Just the shots.
Oh.
I felt kind of bad, man. Like, Johnny and I got two beers each, and the total for both of us was $68.
Oh, so the shots were definitely like 20 apiece.
Yeah, so we were like, oh man, what's his? Like, he had two beers as well. He had two pieces of pizza, and he had six double Jameson shots on his tab, so he must have dropped a couple hundred.
Easily. And then remember when he ordered a pizza for himself too, and the bartender's giving him the options, and she said a veggie pizza, and he's like, do I look like I eat vegetables? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And we're just like,
it's just all time or what?
We're just like trying not to laugh. We just basically shot whiskey with the most manliest man of all time. And he was a beauty though. Like, great guy, just chiming in every conversation possible. Even the guy that was on the other side of him, he was offering to buy him drinks, and the guy's just like, no.
This guy was having a party hey, Johnny, how awkward was it when he ordered the first round of Jamesons, and we both looked at each other like he was like, cheers, boys. So we were like, cheers. And Johnny and I both did the college thing where you cheers, hit the table, and then throw it back. And he just like cheers us and then like calmly took a sip of his, and we had already finished ours, and we were all like, oh.
Yeah, we're like,
so oh, what'd you do with the second one?
The second one, I sipped. Actually, the funny thing is, I caught on to that. So the second one came, I cheers, I took a small sip and like tried to like be like civil about it.
Yeah.
And then he looks at Johnny, he's like, nice. And he looks at me, he goes, don't be a bitch. And I'm like, okay. So I had to take the rest of it. Like,
what the hell? I forgot he said that to you.
Yeah. Cause I was like trying to make it last, because he was just sipping on his, and he just, don't be a bitch. I was like, oh god, okay.
And the thing is too, is like, I don't want this cup basically of JMO sitting there in front of me. Like, I want to get rid of this thing as quick as possible, so I don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah,
because like, it was 100%. It was quite gross. And then
did you get some pickle juice to go with it?
No, straight. Like, yeah, not even
just straight. Chase with your beer.
The first one we got, we had both just finished our first beer. We were about to cash out. Like, we had the cash on the table, ready to pay the bartender.
Yeah.
So we had no beer, and then we just shot this Jameson and had nothing to wash it down with. So we were like, I was sitting there, my mouth was on fire. I was like,
oh God.
Yeah, it was tough. And then, yeah, we just low-key got crushed before we got on a plane.
Yeah.
And then
like, I got sober on the plane, which sucked.
That's the worst feeling ever.
Sitting there like,
yeah, I had a huge headache when I got to Toronto. I mean, Chicago.
Chicago.
And then whatever, we got there, got once I was the first one that landed, and then I waited for the boys. And I think all said and done, we got to the hotel downtown by like 9:30, and we were all absolutely starving. So immediately our hotel was in a perfect location. It was right across the street from Portillo's.
Mm-hmm.
So we waltzed on over to there, and
our hotel was
our hotel. I was like, every mafia movie I've ever watched where someone gets shot in a hotel, that's where we stayed.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it was
like,
crazy.
Like, that's it. It like, it literally looked like that. Like, it was older. Like,
you
whatever. Know the, it wasn't that
Marty,
bad,
you went on the Tower
like,
of Terror. You went on the Tower of Terror ride, and that's what the inside of our hotel was like.
It really did.
Was so confusing. Like, we were trying to find our room, so we went up the elevator floor three. We started looking around. Our hotel room's non-existent, so we're like, what the hell? Then we look on this little sign pad, and it's like, to access third floor of the west building, you need to go up to floor four, walk across the skywalk, go down the elevator to find your room. So we had to like go in this big loop.
Oh my god.
And the instructions to like everywhere else, like there was an instruction to find a vending machine.
Yeah.
It was like go to floor two and then walk down an L-shaped hallway. They're all fucking L-shapes.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's adjacent to the elevators. Like, that was literally one of the instructions. And we're just this is insane. And then anyways, we went to Portillo's, which is always a nice little treat there. And then tried to find a local watering hole, and ended up at The Boss in downtown Chicago. It's a fun little bar. And we got pretty scared there because there was these two guys. And like, Chicago, like, that's a city. It's got its nice parts, but like any city, it's got its dangers. So you got to keep your head on a swivel there. And actually, the first place we wanted to go to was a suggestion from Frizz, and we walked there and immediately turned around when we got there.
Really?
It wasn't the scene that we were looking for. We were like all sober too, right? So it's like walking by these places and you're like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in there with like tons and tons of people.
We got a little nervous walking there. So we turned around, went to The Boss, and we're sitting at this table. And there's these two guys that they looked like out of a movie, like scary,
like mm-hmm. mob, but like, I don't know, like what it was. Like, it was
like
just
the one
like,
guy was wearing like, he was wearing a shirt, like a Chicago shirt that said on the back, it was like a jersey shirt. And then on the back, it said fucks given zero. And we're just like, okay. Him and his buddy are standing there, and one sat ended up sitting on one side of us. And then the other guy stood a few feet away from us on the other side. And then they were just like staring at us. And we're just like, oh, yeah. We're like, okay, what's going on
right
now?
45 minutes.
Like, I thought we're getting lined up right now. Like, I'm.
Yeah.
And then they left, which was even scarier because we lost sight of them.
Yeah.
And they weren't even like, it's not even that they were like they weren't even scary. Like, they looked just like normal people. And like, just one guy was like a average size, like Irish looking guy, but he was just deadpan staring at us for like 45 minutes straight. And we were just what's going on?
He had some scars on his face too.
Yeah. We were like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. That's so scary. Yeah. Didn't anyways, and we literally walked out with our fists like this, like down by our side.
Like, yeah. And we're like, okay. Hotel bar. Hotel.
Went back to the hotel bar, had some fun there, just the six of us, which was actually really nice. And then the next day we went over to the salt shed, which is like this old salt refinery place turned into, I guess, an event center.
Yeah, that looked like a sweet place.
Yeah, it was a cool venue.
It was very similar to the venue that the Chicklets Cup was at in Buffalo, just a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. But sick venue there. Met the Swaggy P from Elevate.
Oh, yeah. Him.
And then the On the Bench boys were there too. Those guys are pretty fun to hang out with.
Yeah, they're a good time.
And then, just kind of waltzed around, talked to some people, joined in on some of the fun that they had going on there. And, had a good night. And then, obviously, Chicago had the first overall pick. They got Bedard.
Bedzie?
So, they were going nuts.
Bedzino?
Absolutely nuts.
Yeah, everyone was inside. There was like 6,000 people in this venue. And they had this big projector screen, and every time they before the draft even started, they would show Bedard on the screen sitting in this seat in the stands, and the whole place would go nuts.
Yeah,
really.
I can't wait
for some of his dev camp highlights.
Oh yeah,
I don't think. Speaking of that, just quickly, I don't think Chicago does ice times at their development camp.
Some teams don't.
Yeah, I don't think they're on the ice at all. I was listening to an interview that he was doing, and he didn't seem like they were on the ice at all.
Hmm. I remember a guy I used to work out with. He went to, I don't know if they do this anymore, but he went out to Los Angeles Dev Camp, and he said they didn't go on the ice once. This would have been like back in 2014, and he said they just like played games at the beach every day.
Yeah, I know my brother.
Not a bad
did a lot game. Of that stuff in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like, what would they do? Like hikes and stuff there? And
yeah.
Stuff like
that. A bunch of that stuff, like cooking classes and shit like that.
Yeah. It's more nice. Just more like team bonding stuff.
But they did skate too. They just did a lot of like team building stuff too, though.
Yeah. Were the skates hard? Did he say? Like they
I
didn't really bag remember. Them or anything, did they?
I don't think so.
Yeah. That would suck, eh? Can you imagine you get to dev camp, you're like, okay, boys on the line.
Yeah. No thanks.
For the day after the draft.
Yeah.
Oh, but, man. You know what was cool, too, is we met Denny Savard, who used to play for the Blackhawks, and that was cool for you, Tabber, too, because he was from the same place as your dad, where your dad grew up, just outside of Montreal.
Similar place, yeah. He played for the Canadians, and my dad actually and grandpa used to watch him. And I found out later on, my dad went to a hockey camp of his, and it's called Verdun. Like it's a suburb of Montreal, and he was there, I guess. So, but yeah, I have a Denny Savard jersey in my closet, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he was a nice guy too. Like he took it like a lot of time to just talk with us about just shoot the shit kind of thing. So it was pretty cool talking to him.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
And Johnny, we went on stage at the venue for like a competition, and we had to like fill in the lyrics to a song.
Yeah, I saw that TikTok.
And so obviously we were all kind of nervous. You go out in front of tons and tons of people, whatever, on stage. Yeah, a
couple thousand.
And so
It's no tin roof, eh?
From my perspective, no. I found out later that this isn't actually what happened, but I was killing myself laughing when this happened because of how I thought it happened.
Well, it was hard to hear on stage.
Yeah, so too. when you were talking in the mic, you couldn't hear what you were saying on the speakers. You kind of just heard it internally. So we go out there, and the guy on stage is giving us the rundown while we're standing there, not talking into the mic. And so I think he says to one of us, he's like, okay, I need somebody to be like the front person to fill in these lyrics. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, yeah, Johnny will do it. So then next thing I know, Johnny grabs the mic and he goes, we're the hockey guys and we love Chicago. And like the building was kind of like, I don't know if you couldn't really, I didn't really hear much. So I was like, oh, that flopped hard. Yeah. And like, I just thought it was like something like completely like irrelevant to what he was saying. But apparently he did say like, who are you?
And he said, introduce yourself. And he was standing right beside me though. So that's why I could hear. But even when like, there was two guys on stage with the mics. And when the other guy was talking to the people we were battling against, you couldn't hear a single word that they were saying.
Yeah.
The music was just loud or what?
It was the way the speakers were set up because they're meant for the audience to hear. And like everyone else on stage had an earpiece in. Yeah. So when you're on there, the way the sound's projected is like, you literally can't hear anything. So the guy's like, introduce yourself. And I was like, we're the hockey guys and we love Chicago. And some people were like, woo.
You should have been like, who's ready to get Bedsy to get some noise going?
Yeah, exactly. It was after the pick.
Yeah, it was after.
But
but they knew.
They knew.
How many Bedsy jerseys were there? Probably a couple.
There's a lot.
A lot. Yeah. A lot. Yeah. Like some custom made, some homemade.
Yes.
That's they've done a lot of work this offseason already.
Oh yeah,
Blackhawks. Yeah, they moved a ton of pieces around, which is interesting.
Obviously, you know what I like too. I like that they picked up Corey Perry, like just an old veteran guy. Yeah. And like I guarantee you, like Kyle Davidson just called him and was like, "All right, this whole year you're hanging out with Bedard away from the rink.
100%.
Just teach him how to be a pro."
Corey Perry will probably score 30 goals this year.
Yeah, if you play on the same line, probably
playing with Bedsy and Taylor Hall.
Yeah. And then if anyone goes near him, he's just going to go bark in some guy's ear.
Yeah.
And just be a little shit. Be the worm.
And Toronto?
Oh, yeah. Toronto's making some moves.
Good moves, too. Like, actually pretty good.
Yeah. I'm liking the path that this GM is going down. And, like, he's obviously a very experienced guy. And I'm quite all right with them paying Ryan Reeves 1.2 or 1.3 mil a year to just sit down on the bench and if anything happens
and just be a great locker room guy, probably.
Exactly. That's the thing too is like if he's on the bench, nothing's gonna happen.
Bertuzzi
and Domi, like those guys are right in there too.
Domi is a little pit bull.
Yeah,
how are they gonna afford all these guys though?
I was thinking the same thing.
I think right now they're over the cap. They're over the cap right now, are they not? And then they have to be compliant by a certain date.
I'm not 100% sure.
They didn't lose that. I mean, they lost some people, but they weren't making that much money.
Yeah, like they lost the Akari, Bunting. They got rid of Shen. They got rid of O'Reilly.
Hall.
Yeah, Kerfoot.
Yeah, your favorite player, Justin Hall, is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck, Detroit.
And he's got like three mil.
He got a good contract.
Oh my god,
no, that's,
I can't.
Even Bunting got a pretty good contract too in Carolina.
Yeah, well, he was gonna get paid somewhere else, just wasn't gonna be in Toronto.
Yeah,
no, I think Toronto had enough of him,
especially after what he did in the playoffs. Everyone was like, see you later.
Yeah, like I felt like he almost tried to be that Corey Perry, like prime Corey Perry type player, but like
Just
he's just
the line
not there because like he just can't capitalize like that. I don't know. It was weird. But I do like the moves they're making so far. I think the Bertuzzi and Domi pickup is sick.
Yeah, I think the Domi one's really cool. I thought maybe he was gonna wear 28 like his dad.
Yeah.
That's what Ty Domi wore, 28, right?
Yeah.
I thought he was, but apparently he's going with 11 or something like that. So.
Yeah, he can't wear 13 because that's
Sundin. And then, it's been cool seeing all the pictures of like him and his dad and him and Sundin.
Is that why he wore 13? Kid and
stuff.
Yeah.
Probably, because of Max?
I think so.
And then the other thing too is Elliot Friedman said on the panel or on air somewhere that he was talking to Max, and Max was saying he's been basically his whole career trying to get to Toronto, and once he gets there, he doesn't want to leave.
Wow.
Yeah. So
now
it's a pretty cool signing.
Back with his old London Knight teammate, Marnes.
Yeah.
Marner.
Yeah. There's a few reunions in the NHL. I know Connor Brown went to Edmonton, so he'll be back with McDavid there.
Yeah.
Drouin and
McKinnon. That was the other one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be cool to see. It'll be some good hockey next year.
Seems like there was a lot of movement.
Tons.
Compared to other years. I don't know. Yeah. It was just a year where everyone's contract kind of ended up
expiring, this year was hot. But
a lot of movement. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Toronto made a lot of moves. Nashville was making some moves there too.
Yeah, Nashville basically has a whole new team, like other than the core three or four guys.
Are you guys surprised they didn't want to re-sign Matt Duchene?
Well, I don't think it wasn't like a re-sign. They just bought his contract out.
Oh, okay.
But where did he go again?
He went to Dallas. Colorado.
Dallas?
Yeah, he was in Colorado.
Oh, Dallas, yeah. Oh, Dallas got another good. Oh, and Toronto got a Lindbergh, or the good D-man, right shot D-man.
Oh, Klingberg.
Klingberg.
Yeah.
Another great D-man. So
that's what I mean. There's no way they can have all these players under the cap right now. They have to do something.
Yeah.
But they did lose a bunch. I don't know. That's why I don't work in the NHL, I guess.
They'll figure it out. Those stinkers will figure it out in Toronto.
Yeah, those mathematicians will get crunched the numbers and they'll get them down.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got sidetracked. Okay, go ahead. What is it?
I was also just going to say, how do you guys think Dubas and Spets are going to do in Pittsburgh, putting a lineup together there?
Crosby and Malkin.
Yeah, Crosby, Malkin, Letang.
Sid,
Pittsburgh's at the end of their rope. They have like until Crosby's done, then they're going to be in the shit for a while, I think.
Isn't this the first year since
it's like the second time ever he didn't make the playoffs or something?
Yeah, his rookie year and then this year.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I guess
they always had good teams, though. You know, like
they really have, and it's also crazy too. Like all those like superstars that we grew up watching when we were kids, like they're getting to like the end of the line there, kind of.
Yeah,
a lot of them too, man.
It's
like,
sad.
Yeah, I think I saw a TikTok of it. It's like people don't realize it's almost over, and it was just a slideshow of all these like superstars that we all grew up watching from when they got drafted. It was like Crosby, Malkin, Kane, Letang,
Ovi,
like all these guys, and they're almost done.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Stammer probably.
Yeah, Stammer's getting up there too.
Like all you think guys. About McDavid. McDavid's our age, and he's been in the league 8 years already.
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah,
so that's
He's also been there since he was 18.
No, but like that's crazy to think that. Matthews is 7 years already, and it feels like they were just drafted yesterday.
Yeah, it really does.
Anyways, okay, let's finish up on the Chicago travel, and then we'll go into, I wanted to just, if you guys watched the NHL awards at all, but we'll finish up on the travel.
I didn't watch those, but yeah.
That was.
Let's hear the end of your guys' travel.
There's not much on mine. I just woke up the next morning and got ready, and we all headed to the airport together, which was nice. We were all similar times, except for Johnny. So I'll hand the platform over to Johnny, and he can take us through his last 48 hours.
Yeah. So originally, my flight home to Toronto was supposed to be at 10:20 a.m. So I got a lovely text at 6:30 saying that my flight has been canceled because of operational issues. So I'm like, sick. Awesome. So the whole morning I'm in bed listening to Taver snore and basically trying to get on another flight. The other flight that I was trying to get on was his flight to Ottawa because that had a connecting to Toronto. So yeah. I'm trying to get it. I can't get it. It gets booked up immediately. I'm looking at flights that are going to Buffalo because then my dad could just go across the border there. And I was on the phone with him. He's like, honestly, he's like, even if you could get to Detroit, I'll drive to Detroit, which is only 3 hours away, and I'll pick you up there. Just trying everything to get home. And it's also 4th of July weekend, Canada Day weekend. Like, yeah. pretty busy airport time. And nothing's working. So I'm just like, hey, I'm going to go to the airport with these guys, see what they can do to me, talk to someone in person, blah, blah, blah. And so get there. They can't do anything for me. These guys leave. They put me up in a hotel like 5 minutes away from the airport. I take a shuttle there, hang out, do nothing that day. I'm just sitting in my hotel room, just defeated. Wake up the next day. They booked me on same time the next day. Get to the airport. My flight is delayed till 12:30. I'm like, okay, now I'm starting to get a little scared. I'm waiting in line. No, sorry. When I got there, I wasn't waiting in line yet. I go on my phone. I have the United app and I'm going on my thing. When Frizz booked my flight, he spelt my first name wrong. So I couldn't, my passport didn't line up with the name on the flight.
Yeah.
So I couldn't book in or check in on my phone. So I had to go wait in this line. Luckily some lady came over to me that works for United and got me my boarding pass, whatever. Go through security. Weird security too there. We had to wait in this line and you walk in pairs of twos with some stranger as a dog sniffs you at like this maybe like 15 meter path. Dog is just sniffing you and then you go into the actual security line. I've never really gone through that before. I thought that was weird. Yeah.
And that was weird.
So I get to my gate, chilling there, waiting for my flight. It gets delayed another hour. So I'm like, oh my God, like, is this going to take off? And I'm talking to a bunch of people. They're nervous too. Their flights have been canceled. Same thing. I later found out that day that I was originally supposed to take off, 215 flights in the US got canceled that day. Out of those 215, 150 of them were United flights. So there's clearly an issue going on with United.
Right.
And whatever, get on this plane, find my seat. We take off a little late, closer to 2, fly home, land in Toronto. We don't have a gate to go and park into. So I'm on the tarmac for 45 minutes.
Oh, that's the worst too.
And I'm in a middle seat like this. Like just, yeah. You know, bunched up there.
Yeah. Just bumping and elbows.
The only cool part about the flight was I had to really go pee. So I get up and I go to the back of the plane and there's a lineup and I'm waiting in there and a stewardess like tapped me and goes, "Are you part of the hockey guys?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "I love your guys' videos. Like, they make my day." So like that was kind of nice. That was a nice little interaction there.
Yeah.
Anyways, go back to my seat after. And PA comes on and they go, "Please raise your hand if you have a connecting flight." And obviously, because we've been sitting there so long, a million people just raise their hand. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, all these people stand up and the plane still hasn't gotten to a gate yet. So they're standing up. The plane starts moving into a gate. As soon as that door opens, it was like a fucking herd of elephants just right through the middle. Yeah. And the guy beside me was like, "Dude, like I have a connecting flight to Halifax." He's like, "I got to get up." So this guy crawls over me and these two old ladies from the back of the plane. And it's like okay, when someone's old and there's a situation like this, you want to sympathize with them, blah, blah, blah. But they were being very rude to people and like kind of like nudging and elbowing people. Like, yeah. I have a connection. I got to get off, blah, blah, blah. They ended up completely lying about that because I was one of the last people off the plane. So I just sat in my seat, waited for all that to be over. And I
like get a gentleman.
Off. I get off. These two old ladies are sitting in wheelchairs just at the front after they just were tossing Gordie Howe elbows to all these people sitting in wheelchairs, like in that little thing just outside the door. And I'm just like, oh my God, like just brutal.
Yeah.
And then
tough.
So whatever, that was my travel experience, but yeah, just like, it really tests your patience.
That's does. Like, quite possibly the worst of the worst right there.
That is pretty bad. I had that same situation happen to me on my flight from Ottawa to Toronto on the way to Chicago. I think I told you about it, Johnny. So the flight attendants make the most brutal decision possible when they come on the intercom and say, all right, everyone, if you have a connecting flight, please get off the plane as soon as you can. And if you don't, please stay in your seat and let everyone else go by. Worst decision possible, because that delays everything 5 minutes off the bat.
Automatic.
But the funny thing about my flight there was I was in the window seat, and I was like probably halfway in between the front and the back of the plane. And there was this older couple sitting beside me in the aisle. And we got to like where we were supposed to get up and go. And this older man had a walking cane and stuff. So he had trouble moving around. And they both just sat in the seat and didn't say a word and just looked straight forward and let everyone else in the whole plane go by. So I'm just sitting there. I know what's going on. So I'm just sitting there kind of on my phone, just like, accepted that that's what's going to happen. And it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then, so they both just kind of like sat there like straight face awkwardly. And then like when it was our turn, last people off the plane to get off, they just look at me, they just go, yeah, sorry about that. I'm like, oh, no worries. and then I offered to carry their bags. I carried their bags off the plane, put them down. And then I think that's what gave me the good juju to get home without a delay.
Yeah.
I truly believe that.
Good karma.
Yeah. Yeah. I must have forgot I punched a baby on the way to Chicago because to get that karma. I don't know.
Yeah, what'd you do? Yeah, you must have done something bad.
I must have been some real. Must have stole a chocolate bar or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but seriously. Yeah,
that was a tough one.
But yeah, hopefully our travel this weekend goes a little better.
I think it should.
Easier to travel within Canada, it seems like. So
I've never flown within Canada before.
Oh, it's pretty easy. You don't need a passport or anything, so it's nice. You just show them driver's license and
perfect.
Get going.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. We've got a fun weekend ahead of us.
Yeah. Yeah, we really do. Quickly, NHL awards. Pretty awkward, Johnny.
Oh, dude. Like, secondhand embarrassment to the max. Like, yeah. I wanted to, like, cover my face on the couch. Like,
to who?
It's just what? Like the whole thing was just awkward.
Yeah.
Who are the Max?
What?
He said he wants to cover his face to the max.
Oh.
Yeah.
Said, okay.
No, it was just super awkward.
Yeah.
I got you. I said that weirdly. But
the musical performances were good. Like that part was good.
They were good.
It was in Nashville, so.
Top two weirdest things were, three weirdest things were, one, when the Nashville GM was talking and introduced, because it was in Nashville and he's retiring, and that guy was just like a mannequin up there.
Yeah.
second one was when Connor McDavid did that little skit with that, with Dierks Bentley's kid.
Yeah.
That was weird because the kid is obviously like really young and like you could tell he was nervous. So he was like stuttering a bit. And then McDavid was no better. Like you've been in the spotlight for how many years and you still don't know how to talk. That was a little weird. And then also, Dierks Bentley drinking out of the Stanley Cup.
That was bad.
Like, yeah. That was, like, everyone's like, chug, chug, chug. And then
and he chugged like, for like a half second.
Like, touched his lips. He's like, I'm good. I'm good.
Like, yeah.
I'm hammered.
Oh. Yeah, it was just, it was like, oh my God. Like, this is, and like, it just quiet half the time. Like,
yeah.
Like,
it's probably just tops
fell flat.
I think it's just tough to make an event like that work on TV.
I don't know. I just, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but something about it. They try different stuff every year, and every year it's the same type of stuff.
Yeah. It just never works. Same dull result.
I didn't see any of it.
Like, I think, like, they should do, like, a minute to win it type thing where they bring all the nominees up, and whoever, like, does it the best, like, gets the trophy. It doesn't even have to, like, be voted on. They just, like, have a little competition, and whoever.
Yeah, you get on board with that.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, it was just, it was a tough, tough watch.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring some of my mom's leftover minute to win it games to Lawson's.
To the cabin? Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Let's do it.
Give us something to do.
I'll be, it'll be exciting to see everyone and have a lot of fun at, celebrate Lawson and his, upcoming marriage. So it'll be a good time. My first ever bachelor party. I don't know if you guys have ever been to one before, but
my first too.
I've been to one. Just one.
Cool.
Good, was it?
Okay.
Well, hey, I thought we were all saying, so
yeah. No, it was just funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, hopefully it's a good time, and we'll be sure to catch everyone up on what it's like next week, and hopefully we'll come back with some smooth traveling stories and some fun memories from the weekend.
Sounds good.
Looking forward to it.
All right, everyone. Till next week. Cheers.
See you, folks.
Cheers. See you in 12 hours.
Yep.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.